Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, the halacha topic from Nazir Davav is a very fascinating one, and that is the topic of Miktsas Hayoyim Kekulay. It's a topic that comes up pretty often in a halacha, and we're familiar with it, but the rules and examples of when we use it and when we don't is often one that is unclear to many. On our daf, in Nazir Daf, Hayama Beis, going on to Davav, we had a discussion between Bar Pada and Rav Masna of whether we evoke the rule of Miktsas Hayoyim Kekulay when a Nazir kept 29 full days of his Nazirus, but on the 30th day he becomes Tameh. Is that a completion of 30 days of Nazirus? The conclusion of the Gemara, both according to Bar Pada and Rav Masna, to the point that the Achronim begin to ask questions of what is the machlokes between Bar Pada and Rav Masna altogether, which we will leave for Emir Tzeshem when we do Nazir Bi'iyun, is that we say Miktsas Hayoyim Kekulay, that if the Nazir was an actual Nazir for the 30 days, and on the 30th day he becomes Tameh, since he already had a partial Hanhagas Nazirus on the 30th day, then in such a case, we say Miktsas Hayoyim Kekulay. Many are familiar that in Hilchos Shiva, when it comes to an Avel, the halacha is that an Avel, if he has Miktsas Yom Kekulay, then he's allowed to, what we say, the expression that we use is to get up from his Avels, and therefore on the 7th day, as the Mechaber passing Shin Sadihei Sif Aleph, if an Avel has been sinning on the day of the 7th, so then in such a case, he could get up in the morning and the Avelus is done. So that's a very practical example. Unfortunately, we don't have the Karbanos of a Nazir, but that's a practical example of Miktsas Hayom Kekulay. We also use this as well for other halachos of Avelus. For example, when it comes to the Minog of Sfira, the Mechaber writes that if a person has done Minog Avelus on the 34th, he doesn't need to have the 34th day of the Sfira to be completed, but rather we say Miktsas Hayom Kekulay. There is a fascinating discussion, and it was brought up by Rav Shechter Shlita in the Sefer Be'ikvei Atzon, and with this he introduces some beautiful yesodos from Rav Soloveitchik in terms of how to understand Miktsas Hayom Kekulay and to delve and clarify in when we do say Miktsas Hayom Kekulay and when we don't, and we'll do it with two basic questions. Number one, Rav Shechter asks a fascinating question. Why is it that we don't say Miktsas Hayom Kekulay on Tisha B'Av? Now, it is true that on Tisha B'Av afternoon, we say that if we do partial Avelus for sitting on the ground, then we say Miktsas Hayom Kekulay, and then in such a case, you don't have to, that you are able to get up already after Chatzos. But why don't we say Miktsas Hayom Kekulay for all halachos of Tisha B'Av? The reason why we say we even get up from the ground is because it's a minhag. But otherwise, in terms of saying that Tisha B'Av, just keep part of Tisha B'Av, and then say Miktsas Hayom Kekulay. For that matter, when it comes to Yud Beis Chodesh, it's clear that when the 12 months are up for mourning of one parent, they're in Shin Sadihei Sif Gimel, the Mechaber says that we don't say by Yud Beis Chodesh Miktsas Hayom Kekulay. Rav Shechter quotes in the Be'ikvei Hatzon, the Teretz of some of the Gedolei Aposkim, that when it comes to months, then you don't say Miktsas Hayom Kekulay, because the halacha in days. The question, of course, would be why that's so. 12 months has 300 and some odd days, and when you fulfill the last day, so then you should say Miktsas Hayom Kekulay. The answer is based on a beautiful yesod that really emerges when we think about what's going on in our sugya on Daf Hei and Daf Vav. And that is that in our sugya, it's clear that the concept over here is Uvimlos Yimei Tahara, when the days have been filled up. And therefore, in Rav Soloveitchik, in one sentence, the way Rav Shechter presents it, said that Miktsas Hayoyim Kekulay is often a halacha in a malois, whether the days have been filled. And therefore, step number one is you need a concept of malois. You don't consider 51% of the day as a day itself. This is not a halacha of rubai kekulay. And the proof, of course, is that you don't even need Ruba Kikula. All you need is a small part of the day. And therefore, it's a question of whether Malos, whether you've counted those days. So, as we're going to elaborate more, he kept his desires for the first day, second day. He even kept it on the 30th day, just not the whole 30th day. Were 30 days kept? The answer is yes, because the Malos, the full period of time of 30, was kept. Now, to understand it a little deeper, let's point out another fascinating halacha. And that is that in Maseches Nida, we have a yesod. Again, this is from Meiri V'Rabbi Rav Shechter Shlita. We have the concept that a Nida needs to go to the mikvah only at the night after her Nida period has commenced. Now, I need to add a little bit more, something that's a little bit confusing, that those who've learned Nida know this halacha. The Nida in the Torah is a little bit different than what we call a Nida today, because a Nida in the Torah is a woman who has seen her menstrual period. She's tamei automatically for 7 days, and at the end of the 7th day, she goes to the mikvah at night. In contrast to a Zava, every woman today is not only a Nida, we also consider her a Zava because she has to do Shiva Nikim. Now, the halacha is that even though we're Machmir, there are every once in a while exceptions, and we don't allow a woman who needs to go after a Shiva Nikim to Mikvah to go at night. However, technically, a Zava is really allowed to go during the day. What is the difference, as described by the Gemara in Pesachim, that a Yoledes and a Nida could only go at night, but a Zava and other Chiyuvei Tfilos, we know that if someone comes Tamei, a Kohen becomes Tamei, the first Mishnah Maseches Bracha says that he could go to Mikvah during the day and he waits to be Herev Shemesh for the evening. What's the difference between the two? We see from the Gemara in Pesachim that we say Mitzvah Hayom Kikula when it comes to a Zava and other Tumas. When it comes to Nida and Yoledes, we don't. And here we get premise number two in the Yesod of the Malos of Mikzas Hayom Kikulo. And that is, the concept of Malos is, did this individual act as a Nazir for 30 days? Did this woman do the act of Shiva Nikim for 7 days? And of course the answer is yes, because a Zava needs to check herself. Of course this Nazir did act as a Nazir for that 30th day. He didn't drink wine in the morning for breakfast. Later on, he became Tamei. But he did do Nihug of Nazirus for 30 days. If that's so, we've now answered the question also about Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is not a concept of Malos. Tisha B'Av is not about a bunch of successive days that have to be filled with a certain action. On a particular calendaric day, a person needs to be misabel. In such a case, then, we would not say the concept of Malos, and that's why we have full halachos of Tisha B'Av when it comes to the whole day of Tisha B'Av, and no, there's no heter to eat on Tisha B'Av in the morning. And therefore, of course, we understand the concept also of Yud Beis Chodesh, Rav Shechter explains in the Be'ikve Etzon, in the topic of Mitzvah Siyom Kekula. He says when it comes to an Avel has Nihuge Avelus. An Avel is Noheg mourning. He doesn't bathe and so on and so forth. Yud Beis Chodesh, there's no Nihugim, there are no actions of Yud Beis Chodesh, but rather he's not allowed to partake in Simcha. That's not Nihug that creates a Malos. If it's not Nihug that creates a Malos, then we don't say the concept of Mitzvah Hayom Kekula. So this is a great Yesod that the Rav gave based on our sugya, as well as based on a Tosas and Nida on the Afayin on the base of when we say Mikzas Hayom Kikulai and when we don't. It would be interesting to note also that I haven't seen, in my opinion, enough of a discussion about this. If we cheshbon the Gemara on Daf Hayom Abayz, what will emerge is, as Tosas points out, in Dibar Maskel Ula Rav Masna, there are Masnas of the opinion that Bidi'eved, we say Mikzas Hayom Kikulo, but Lechatchila, one does not. I leave off at Tzarech Iyun for the Talmidei Chachamim. According to Rav Masna, and many poskim say we pass like Rav Masna, but either way, the same applies to Bar Poda as well. Lechatchila, there is a notion that it's best for the Nazir to keep 30 full days. Bidi'eved, we say Mikzas Hayom Kikulo. Tosas in Ma'id Katan, and Daf Yutes Amabez, claims that that is a Din Derabanan. Why exactly, when it comes to Naziris, there is this Din Derabanan, but in other areas of Mikzas Hayom Kikula, particularly when it comes to Avelos, as well as other areas of Mitzvah Seyom Kikulo, why don't we say this din lachatchila that we're supposed to fulfill the entire Melos? What is unique about Nazirus was not clear to me from seeing the Tesis in Nazir nor the Tesis in Ma'id Katan. But what we emerge with today is that Mitzvah Seyom Kikulo applies when you have Melos, like by Nazirus, and like we had in our Sugya in other places in Shas, by Avelus, when it comes to a Zava, as described in Psachim Anav Tzadi and Mebez. But if we're not dealing with the Melos, you can't keep a little bit of the day and say that you've done the entire day. This is a beautiful explanation from our great Rabbeim in terms of understanding the parameters of Mitzvah Hayom Kikulay, and we've added a couple of other practical halachos that emerge as well. Mitzvah Hayom Kikulay by Shiva, Mitzvah Hayom Kikulay by Sfira Saomer, the Sfira, the Avelus of Sfira, and no Mitzvah Hayom Kikulay when it comes to Yud Beis Chodesh. And by Nazir, which is one day be halacha lemaisa, lechatchila, we don't say Mitzvah Hayom Kikulay, bidyeved, we do. This Beis Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Davov in Maseches Nazir.